and it seemed that from the very first moment of his recognition he had shown signs of that strange passion for beauty that was destined to have so great an influence over his life. Those who accompanied him to the suite of rooms set apart for his service often spoke of the cry of pleasure that broke from his lips when he saw the delicate raiment and rich jewels that had been prepared for him, and of the almost fierce joy with which he flung aside his rough leathern tunic and coarse sheepskin cloak. He missed, indeed, at times, the fine freedom of his forest life, and was always apt to chafe at the tedious court ceremonies that occupied so much of each day. But the wonderful palace, Joyeuse, as they called it, of which he now found himself lord, seemed to him to be a new world, fresh fashion for his delight. And as soon as he could escape from the council board or audience chamber, he would run down the great staircase with its lions of gilt bronze and its steps of bright porphyry, and wander from room to room and from corridor to corridor, like one who was seeking to find in beauty an anodyne from pain, a sort of restoration from sickness.